This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Ooh. Hi. Here's a very unwelcome combination, a traffic wreck, while you're on the telephone with a snake of an agent.
Ew!
That was my position.
No fun.
caught in traffic, uh-huh. And no way to bail out of the conversation with our reptilian agent.
He is reptilian. He is snake-like. He is caiman-like. He is primordial ooze-like.
There were so many things I wanted to say to him. I'll say a few of them after this word.
Do you believe in magic? David Copperfield in the Bahamas tried to cop a field just like a magic. He'll pay off his accuser. Used to pretend to be married to Claudia Schiffer. Had a couple million hidden in his safe. And if they lock him up, he knows how to escape.
Yeah. I was looking for that
wasn't Kitty.
That one part.
Wasn't Kitty porn.
No, it wasn't.
No, it's
I like rape.
Yeah.
As far as we know.
Why do you favor rape?
Copperfield.
David Copperfield.
But you have to refer to it, Don, as the magic of rape.
Okay, Rob.
The magic of rape. Let's
see. I like rape.
Jesus.
All
my
right, so,
God.
To our agent, here's today's coded message. Mm. To our agent, who I believe occasionally will listen to this show.
Yes?
I bet he's listening.
Is he still in town?
No, I bet he's still listening right now.
He's back in the friendly confines of Chicago?
We had a wonderful conversation.
Well, that's good.
Today. On my way in, partly based on the fact that we didn't have lunch, whatever the day is.
Yeah. Right. Last Tuesday or Wednesday.
That he was going to be in town.
I did.
And lucky and Buzz.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it was good, wasn't
we're
it?
We're both lucky.
Yeah,
right?
Lucky
you
guys.
Think about it.
Anyway, my message to him is the reason that there wasn't a show on Wednesday, you dumbass, is because you, Elliot, didn't do your job. Okay, do you get that once and for all, that you represent, and Elliot, despite what you said to me, I can say anything I want within any confines of any agreement. You represent, in this case, two guys on this show. Neither one of them is me. They both wanted to go in separate directions at some point, and rather than bring them together, you know what you did? Your words were, let them fight it out. That ain't productive. Shame on you, Elliot. Poo. Poo on you.
But we've worked that all out now.
Yes,
we have, but there was the issue brought upon me as to why there was no show on Wednesday and possible ramifications from that while I was trying to explain to him that we were having a meeting before the show.
He was saying there'd be ramifications?
For moi.
I don't know.
So anyway, that's today's coded message. That's why I didn't have lunch with you.
Can I give him a message too?
Sure.
Elliot, if you're listening and listen carefully, I'd like to say this to you. This is really the way I feel. Put your feet up. Take your shoes off. It's time to meet up with the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
Boston born and Boston bred Sox. Relax, relax, relax and be a Sox. Watcher!
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was Ethel Merman-like at the end,
it
wasn't
was.
It?
It was. Nicely so.
Surprised with all those late nights over the weekend that I was able to get to that, you know, register. So I'm tired. It's tiring putting all this emotion. I forgot what October. Mm-hmm. It's October, as Dane Cook would say. It's October.
But it's paid off for you.
Yeah, it's this right now.
It's
is
paid off in
fabulous.
Space.
Big time.
This is something, this is the, you raise a flag here. win the World Series or not win the World Series. You get to raise a flag now. We raise a flag.
Well, we've got something for you, although I believe that something is probably still caught in traffic.
Is that special something still in traffic? I think I know. You tipped your hand on that one.
Hey, I look forward to that.
His canoe is caught in traffic.
Chief Wahoo is on his way here, Mike.
Excellent. Look forward to hearing from Chief Wahoo.
He is sad, Mike.
All right, before we officially start the show today, let's talk a little Van Halen. Let's listen to a little Van Halen.
Sure.
As you know, the boys are back together, and they had the very first concert in Greensboro, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And I want you to listen to carefully to this snippet that was up on YouTube of them. The tape for Jump that plays the synthesizer part.
Yeah.
Bum.
Bum, 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 bum.
It's running too fast.
Okay. Oh, really? In a live performance?
In a live performance.
Oh, cool.
So you can hear Eddie trying to catch up on the guitar. You can hear David Lee Roth trying to catch up on his vocals.
Oh, dear.
So is this like coming out of a keyboard sampling that's going too fast?
Or is it playing it to tape? Sounds to me like they played a tape that was just being played too quickly. Now, I would think if you had Van Halen on stage doing their first in the reunion tour, that you'd have a guy that would play the keyboards.
I would think so.
All right. You listen and tell me. Yeah. They got a good soundboard, don't they? They got a good guy on sound. Still sounds at least on beat here.
But maybe off key.
Hold on, give it a second here.
Hey, it's just a mess.
I think they've never sounded better.
I'll tell you, DLR sounds good.
Let it roll. Let it roll. Rock on.
Eddie's behind.
Here's the problem.
Where do you start?
Are they all in the same city?
First, the...
Sounds like the crap blues band got back together.
Bum, 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 bum. That's slightly quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's almost sounds like it's the wrong octave,
sharp,
too.
And Eddie is overcompensating because what you're not hearing because of all the loudness is like when they go, might as well jump, jump. That's the second or third time in the refrain they actually should be saying jump.
It sounds like it's just a mess. Sounds like there's a fire drill going off.
Okay, here we go now. As Rob says, where's the melody? So are you listening to try to see where it is in the song?
Yeah,
really?
He caught up a little bit here.
Let's see. Come on now. We're actually rooting for them. Bum, 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 bum. Uh-oh. What happened there?
So they got it back together a little bit.
Towards the end, yeah.
But it's not the speed as much as the melt the notes. They're canceling each other out a little bit.
The problems of Van Halen
are multifold. I would really hope if I was going to a Van Halen concert and they were going to play Jump that they would have a keyboard player that's doing that. That they wouldn't just put on a steady tape. But then again, those keyboards, you can hit a track that's already been sampled in and you can just let it run automatically.
That's their first big show.
You know, you and I have always agreed, though. You go to one of those shows.
Yeah,
I mean, it's white noise, isn't it? I mean, a lot of times it's white noise, nothing but. In the old building we used to have here, the old Capitol Center, I'd never heard a place where sound bounced around the walls more than
still, that. They could be in the finest concert hall of the land.
It's hard to really find out what's going on, but there's a lot wrong there.
You know, they're missing Michael Anthony, huh?
Right. You're right about that.
Like, he'd help that mess.
Yeah, they need another
big
guy.
End. Sure.
Crowd seem to dig it.
The Don and Mike Show. Oh, they're all high.
What about weed? Is there going to be any weed?
Oh, hold on. We got a Van Halen defender already. Says you're not starting the show yet. Hey, Don and Mike Show, what's up?
You know what? You need to leave Van Halen alone right now!
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
Funny.
That was not funny. Don't you stop laughing. That ain't funny. Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, let's start with the list.
The clap, the hurt, the sif.
Crabs? Yep, got them. Uh-huh. And who else were we looking for?
That skank.
That's who we were looking for. He, of course, is...
These people have lost their minds.
Closeted homosexual.
Right.
What glorious goo.
Glorious.
What glorious goo.
Hey.
Looks like baby vomit.
Stop repeating yourself.
Why? Why? Why?
Why?
Why? Why? Why? Why? Why?
Why? Why do you favor rape?
All right, here's Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
welcome back.
Welcome back to the film.
Welcome.
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 Welcome. The show's going to be funny.
Oh, we hope so, Don and Mike Show, and it's Monday. Phone number same as it was on Friday. 877-365-3636.
Hell of a quick weekend. That's right where something's very wrong.
I don't hear it. Everybody up. His name is David Lee Roth, like Joey Fatone. And what is Eddie
doing? What do you
doing?
Think he looks like now? I mean, we saw him. How many years ago did we see him in Philadelphia? It had to be like, what, 5 years ago? Six okay. years ago?
In the video, he looks like Joey Fatone without the facial hair.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's kind of chubsy-wubsy.
He's got a little, is he wearing spandex again?
No, he appeared to be wearing just like...
like jeans, maybe? Normal?
Black pants.
Trousers.
Black slacks, black shirt.
Black slacks.
All right, how are you all anyway?
I couldn't be better. I had a very good weekend.
I know you did, my friend.
I'm very happy. Very, very, very happy.
I would think so.
You know, it was lots of fun, although discomfort during one particular part of my Red Sox watching.
Mm-hmm.
My Yankee buddy that I hang out with occasionally has called me a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And he called me on Friday night to say, "Don't worry, you got to adopt that Yankee swagger. Red Sox are going to be the last one standing. Colorado and Cleveland are pretenders. And I am not comfortable with that type of fandom. I will not have Yankee swagger. I prefer right up until the last minute. I prefer having doubt going into the last of the ninth with an 11-2 lead.
Good man.
I prefer having that attitude. Mm-hmm. That's my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. I will never want to have the, hey, we're going to always win.
Good.
I don't like that. That's I don't smart. Like that. That doesn't make me feel good. I like feeling like I did last night for the first half of that baseball game that I was going to have a heart attack. That, to me, is my comfort zone. I like that. That's what I do. I like that. And then
they were killing in that whole game, though.
No. Oh, no. Not killing, but they were winning that whole game.
It was like 3-2 was the closest.
Yes, 3-2.
Was, right?
And that's when, you know, and then, like, with an error, you know, where the ball dropped, and that's when you see – the new fans, we talked about this last week, the new Red Sox fans, the ones that are, you know, new to the party, even the younger people that are rooting for the Red Sox that don't have the history of you know, watching last, them collapse.
Say last night, because I knew you were so into it, I didn't call you.
Right.
I played the game with my girlfriend.
Right.
I played the game with Rob. I played the game with Rob's wife on the telephone. Watch any crowd sequence last night at Fenway Park, and I'm counting vendors as well. Anybody black in the crowd at all? Nobody.
No one.
Any shot.
Yeah.
Any shot last night.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm not talking just about the chosen few who have the seats down by home plate, who you see all the time over and over again, even in the bleachers. Mm-hmm. It was a funny game. You played it, right? Well, he's not
As I've said to you before, it's not like those Packers games. You know, it's not like those Packers games where you have that that incredible African American community.
Smaller
there.
City, Mike. Boston is a city of how many million as compared
you know,
to
100,000? Is that all you can give me today? Is that all you got?
What
is
do you
that
want?
Is that all you got for
I
me?
I kissed
today?
Your ass 3 years ago when they won.
Is that
the
all you got? You're gonna go this? You're gonna find this one again? This is you did this to me the last time we were talking about the right. I can't control the crowd. I cannot control the crowd. I wish that there were more. You know, there was a melting pot at Fenway Park. I
no,
wish it
don't.
Wasn't filled with the pink faces of Irish Catholics.
It
I really, I swear
it
to
was.
God.
It is. It,
the pink faces of Irish Catholics. Uh-huh.
Everywhere. It was a fun game to play.
Except for the guy that I watch right behind home plate every time. He's not Irish Catholic. That would be a Jeremy Capstein, who I think is a scout for the Red Sox. And I watch him because he is behind home plate for every game to the point where I watch so many games when he's not there. I get nervous. I get very, very concerned.
Still pink.
Yes. Still. Yes. He's still pink.
Yes,
still
pink.
Very, very pink.
Uh-huh.
But it was fun. It was fun anyway. Even though I was not doing the counting that you were doing last night.
Where is Rob? Rob, did you play that game last night? Where are you, boy?
Is he here today?
Where is Rob?
I just turned around and.
Oh, no, here he is now.
Hey.
I'm rehearsing Chief Wahoo.
You'll ruin it.
I didn't realize he was here.
Exactly. He's here. We'll be ready in about 5 minutes. What about the game?
Did you play that game? We played the game.
I couldn't find anybody. There was plenty of Chinaman photographers, but that was it.
Japanese.
And not even your wife. Your wife couldn't find it either, right?
No. And, you know, she works very hard at all tasks.
Right.
All right. So thank you.
Thank you, Rob. And he's off.
Back to the
rehearsal. Did you feel that vibration when he thundered down the hallway? Did you feel that?
Yeah. He's got his big Herman Munster shoes on today.
He does indeed.
What?
Nothing. You've thrown me for a loop with the Boston being the racist town card. You know, that's something that I really don't have a lot to counter with. I really have
good.
I tell you, it's ruined my joy. You've taken my joy out of it.
Oh, please. Nothing's taking your joy away.
You've really ruined it for
We've
me.
We've still
now.
Got the whole
Now
thing.
I have to mount a complete campaign
We've
to
got the whole World Series to go
make,
through.
Make the Red Sox more of a multi. I hope they play the World Series in Colorado where there was like 5 inches of snow on the ground. I'm not sure how that's going to work. I was thinking about that today. What do they do if they have another snowstorm out in Colorado? I mean, do they have to eventually? Would they move it to another venue?
No, it's baseball. They'll keep it there. They'll wait until
spring.
You know, whenever.
Wait until spring.
Until the fall.
Right. Wait until spring.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hey, Radio Gods.
Hi.
On that Van Halen thing, it was actually a computer recording. It was played by like 3 megahertz off, but it threw it into an atonal range, non-musical. There's no way that Eddie could have ever found frets that would ever
I believe you. That's what it sounded like. Yeah. It sounded like just a complete train wreck.
Yeah, what a CF.
Atonal. That's amazing. So nothing he could have done with his guitar would have matched that. That's amazing.
But he was trying like crazy.
He was.
Right?
He was.
You have to. You're on stage.
So it's a computer. I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, I guess most synthesizers nowadays are computers anyway.
But wouldn't you still have a guy there going?
You'd have a guy you would think would be able to make an adjustment.
Fix it. Yeah.
And isn't that a pretty easy dun, dun,
yeah.
dun, dun,
I think
dun.
You and I, if they gave us an afternoon, you and I could play it.
Sure.
And wouldn't you want to play that? Look like a cool guy?
Yeah.
Be the guy
yeah.
that's playing that?
Remember yeah.
That? It's your fingers on the keyboard for this? Not that. I mean this.
Yeah. I just figured out what the problem is, though, really.
Like you're conducting an orchestra or something.
When they're recording it, Eddie plays it.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, I think
that's
so.
That's Eddie's
yeah.
job.
Right?
Right?
Yeah, but...
But they've toured before with OU812. That was a lot of keyboard work on that album. So
I think they had more than one keyboard player on stage with them. Well, there's no reason that...
Did you see the crowd, though, at that concert? There weren't any black faces in that crowd at all at the Van Halen show at all.
I bet there were more in that clip than there were in Fenway Park
I bet we could get a good bet going with that. I bet we could get a really good bet going with that one.
And, you know, I fulfilled the Regis promise this weekend.
I was going to say, and how was your weekend otherwise?
Well, I'll be glad to tell you. What do you mean otherwise, other than Regis?
Yeah. Yeah.
What, like gambling?
Yeah.
I lose. I lose. I lose. I lose. Mm-hmm. I lose, and then I lose some more. Mm-hmm. There's really nothing funny about it.
Sorry.
I'm not talented like you, Mike.
God,
not a
wow.
Not a talented gambler.
How was your weekend? Was
My
it
weekend,
good?
I had a fantastic weekend.
Good.
You know. Listen, it may seem like small potatoes.
Yes.
But for my money, call me crazy. Yeah. I come from a world where if I'm going to spend $300, I better get like 4, 5, 6 hours of pleasure out of that $300.
I want something for it.
My luck.
You talking about the Regis show?
No, I'm talking about.
either way.
I'm talking about blackjack, friend.
Right.
I'm talking about $25 hands of blackjack. Every single time, loser, 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 loser.
I hate that game.
Loser, 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 loser.
That's a tough game.
Loser, 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 loser. Went up and watched the paper.
Was it one of those deals where you put down, like, when you'd have 20, the dealer would have blackjack,
yeah.
or when you'd have 21, he'd push with you, he'd have 21?
I had at one point, I think, four times, like four hands out of five, I had a push.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean,
you could, the
I
odds.
I hate that almost as much as losing.
The odds of that happening are astronomical.
Right. When you have a great hand and you push, it's horrible.
And the Oriental guy, the dealer, was giving me a look every time he said push. I know he was getting a lot of joy out of it. You know, it'd be like 20, oh, push.
Yeah.
You stay? Like, you know, are you going to keep your same $25
right.
chip there?
Right.
yes, I am, friend.
Well, that you didn't go up there for the gambling, though. You went up there for the entertainment.
That's right.
No, and we can play a wonderful game on how long I lasted at the Regis show.
Well, I made a prediction on Friday.
And also,
you disputed that. You said that you were going to stay for the whole thing.
Well, then you're already the big winner on that one.
Good. I'm glad.
Figures again with my luck this weekend as the loser at that as well.
Oh, no.
But, Mike, listen, I did do the Regis thing, but first.
Do we have music?
Yes, we do.
We
right
do.
There.
Thank you.
As you know, the Red Sox won yesterday. So we have a special treat for you, Mike, something we've not done for years. We only pulled it out for a very special occasion.
Very good.
Let's get everybody set up in here. Hi, Timmy.
Look at my headdress.
I can't do it.
What's happening?
Here he
All
is.
All right, give me a moment. Script in place.
Script?
All right, you ready? Here we go. Hey, America. Can you smell that? That's right. It's baseball fever. Red Sox fever. Raging through America like an untreatable staph infection. I get itchy thinking about the exciting World Series action that awaits us all. And here at the Don and Mike Show, we want to be a part of it.
Very good.
Which is why we decided to bring back an all-time favorite, the Newsmaker of the Week.
Yay.
What a rare and special treat to have an icon, a symbol of bravery, and a proud emissary for brave people. A proud Native American hero, even after a devastating loss. Please welcome Cleveland Indians mascot, Chief Wahoo.
Bite me, pale face. Me and Hip Hop, big hurry. We only have 10 minutes for Hip Hop's stupid radio beat. Make him fast.
Ah. I know you must be tired and eager to get rest after last night's late game.
No way, Whitey. You know, me concerned that Maryland liquor store closed at 5 p.m. You know, fire water, only thing that make me happy.
Is that the only thing that makes you happy?
Yes. Me hip I'm sad after losing to lousy Red Sox in 7 games.
Sure.
Indian lost, surprise Chief Wahoo, you know. You know, normally Red Sox choke worse than a first-time porn actress in a Peter North movie.
But you must be congratulated on the fact that the Indians made it all the way to the ALCS.
Proud.
You must be proud. I mean,
proud. Oh, sure I am. Oh, sure I am. You know, being proud of losing to the Red Sox in the playoffs is like being proud of being Manny Ramirez's barber. Pretty flipping useless.
Flipping. So you're saying that? Hey, wait a moment. What happened to your authentic Indian dialect?
Oh, screw that. I talk American just like you. You know, sometimes I do the accent just for business. Retards eat it up.
All right, well, Chief Wahoo, I must say you are looking well.
Oh, yeah, I look great. You know, what do you like better, my tombstone-sized teeth or my fire engine red skin?
I'm not really sure.
Clever comeback. Clever comeback, half-wit. Maybe you're partial to my stereotypical politically incorrect feathered headband. What do you say, Nimrod?
Seem to be a little bit uptight about the insensitive way that you are portrayed, Chief Wahoo.
Well, you seem to be uptight about being a prick with years.
Wow. Excuse me?
Well, listen, this jockey. You really don't get it, do you? You know, because we got so far this year and all of our national TV time, I've got the world by the balls.
Oh, really?
Yes, at this point, even with the loss, I'll get enough wampum from the merchandising alone to buy myself a teepee made out of chocolate.
Oh. Wow, that sounds delish. I would love to suck on that.
Hey, disc jockey, when you're done sucking on that chocolate teepee, you know what else you can suck on?
Hey, take it easy. That's not how I roll.
Why don't you roll over here and lick my tomahawk?
What? What, Chief Wahoo?
See if you can make smoke signals come out of my loincloth.
What does that even mean?
I don't know either. I'm sorry. You know, loss brings me loneliness. I'm so horny, I'm about to try to breed with a bow and arrow.
Sure.
How does that work?
It involves a quiver and a hell of a lot of buffalo grease.
You. Wow.
That is a horrifying vision.
Hey, so I hear your name is Geronimo, huh? What tribe are you from?
Timmy, you know that's just my radio name.
I got a better Indian name for you. Okay. How about Sokajewa?
What is that one again?
How about Sokajewa? Or how about picks and eats or scratches before smelling?
Okay. We are talking with Chief Wahoo, the magnificently outdated mascot for your Cleveland Indians.
Hey, guess where I'm going now that our team has been eliminated?
I don't know. I give up.
Oh, you give up that easy? Wow, you could be on the Red Sox.
Hey!
Me crack a big joke. Me not laugh that hard since John Wayne died.
What else makes you laugh, Chief Wahoo?
Well, I like a clever wordplay make me laugh a lot. You know, sometimes I call the team the Boston Red Sox. And now that's funny. I also enjoy the show F Troop.
All right. Tell me, Chief Wahoo, where are you going to travel now?
Well, it may surprise you, Paleface, but me and my family, we're going to have a money-maker vacation in Boston, Massachusetts.
Hey,
that surprises me. Do I know any of your family members?
Probably. You know, there's my uncle who cries when people lead her on TV. You know, my sister is on every box of Land O'Lakes butter, and my cousin is a disc jockey in Brockett.
Oh, Brockett, you mean Ernie Cutface.
Yes, and he's a great broadcaster, man. You know, you could take a lesson from him. He doesn't have to rely on fart sounds to make some, you know, like some DJs I know, you know.
Right. Moving on. How will you spend your time in Boston?
Well, probably getting treated for a venereal disease. Oh. You know, plenty of you know, VD in Old Beantown.
Well, let's say you don't get the clap. What then?
Well, my first stop will be going to one of the tens of thousands of fabulous gay bars in Boston.
How can you even tell if a bar in Boston is a gay bar?
Well, they're all gay, you know, filled with gay fag queers with their gay accents, you know, drinking gay drinks and rooting for their gay Red Sox.
Chief Wahoo, if you want to go to a gay bar, I must ask, are you a gay?
No way, Paleface, no way. Me hip, I'm straight. You know, don't confuse me with that guy from the Village People.
What was his Indian name?
Well, we call him Swallows Without Gagging.
Wow.
You call him that, of course, because of all of the weird Native American food he eats.
Yes, let's go with that.
So you never said why you're going to all these gay bars in Boston.
Well, I'm going because I've always wanted to meet Carl Yastrzemski.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, and I assume that he'll be among the homosexuals of Boston.
Okay.
Yeah, you see, Don? You see, Don?
Yeah.
Yes. It's a fact.
There it is.
I see.
Then I think me and a few of my friends will play an invigorating game of soccer.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And, you know, and we'll use the Ted Williams head for the ball. You know, I just have to remember to pop in the microwave for a few minutes beforehand to thaw it. And you can't play soccer with a frozen ball, you know.
The splendid splinter indeed.
Hey, pal. I got your splendid splinter right here. You know, then after the soccer game, we'll go out dancing.
All right. Dancing is good?
Yes, especially when you're dancing on Tom Yorke's grave. You know, but we can't dance very long, though.
Hold on. Let's give us that one again. Why can't you dance very long?
Well, because every time we start dancing, it begins to rain.
That is a rain dance joke.
No ass, Sherlock.
You know, it seems that a lot of the things that you're planning in Boston are disrespectful to the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
Well, our last activity is actually nice. You know, we all gather in front of Fenway Park and lead a loud cheer of, number one, number one, number one, you know.
Well, now that's nice. You shout number one because the Boston Red Sox are a great team.
No. We shout it because that's what Fenway Park smells like. Booyah!
Whoa, he's bitter.
We are talking with the Cleveland Indians mascot, Chief Wahoo.
Hey, look who's here. Johnny Restaurant.
Hey. Hi.
No, that's Mike O'Mara. He's happy today because he is a lifelong Red Sox fan.
Yeah, I've heard of him, you know, read about him in my local Indian newspaper.
Oh, really?
The Indian people have their own newspaper?
Yes. It's truly black and white and red all over. That joke's so bad, Rob. Almost ashamed he wrote it.
Rob is almost ashamed he wrote that?
Almost, but not quite.
All right, now, listen, let's move away from Rob's joke. Back to Mike O'Mara.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes. The pale face with the young squaw.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Hey, Chief Wahoo have moccasins older than her.
What did you read about Mike in your Indian newspaper?
Well, I read that he recently won many thousand wampum at an Indian casino.
Yeah, I did.
That's right. Mike was very lucky.
I'm lucky to get out of town with his cap still attached to his head, you know. He make tribe use much red ink last fiscal quarter.
Sorry.
We had a double production of souvenir beaver pelts just to break even.
Were you surprised to see Mike O'Mara in your Indian newspaper?
Well, I was surprised he wasn't in the obituaries.
Now, come on. Do Native Americans really scalp people?
Not just scalps anymore, Jackson.
How do you mean, Captain?
Well, nowadays, we cut off other parts of male paleface's body and nail them to tall wooden stake.
Wow.
You don't say.
Yeah, we call it a scrotum pole.
Oh. Wow, that sounds painful.
Well, speaking of painful sounds, how much longer is this segment, man?
It's almost over, Timmy.
Hey, look who's over there. I know him.
Oh, you must be Buzz Burbank. He's the news director of the Don and Mike Show.
Indeed I know Buzz. Indeed I know him. You know, he smoked a massive peace pipe at my wigwam in the summer of 67.
Hey, did he really?
Yes. My people have cultivated tobacco for hundreds of years, but me never smoked anything like what he brings.
That's right.
You know, it was very sticky and no stems or seeds.
I see.
Yes. just as sticky as can be. And after about 15 hits, me go on the warpath for Cheetos and Twinkies for big munchies.
Stand by for another one, Mike. Here we go.
Wow.
Be careful, Chief, because smoking can cause cancer.
That's okay. You know, that's okay. Why would we have a good cancer treatment?
What do you mean? Is it chemotherapy?
No, chemo savvy.
Get them all in.
Did Rob Spiewak write that joke, too?
Yes, many grim butters make a bad puns, Rob.
Truer words never been smoking, Chief Wahoo.
Hey, listen up, A-hole. I got to go. I got a dinner day that I can't miss.
Why the hurry?
Well, you want to know? Get the crickets ready. Don't you know that Indians have reservations?
Oh.
All right, well.
Oh,
that's all the Indian jokes that we could think of. So
sure.
Thank you. We're done. Good luck in the 2008 season.
Well, good luck living past 50.
Wow. Here.
Is that it?
Here's the American pastime.
And there's to my left nut. You suck, Geronimo. You suck. I wouldn't listen to your radio show even if it came with a free fire water. Go, Indians. Red Sox suck.
Wow.
Chief Wahoo, don't leave like this.
I forget you. And Judge Will can kiss my ass. Can kiss my big fat red ass. You know, Cleveland rocks. And Drew Carey's a fat load. The Rockets will win it in four.
There he goes.
Chief Wahoo.
Chief Wahoo.
Chief Wahoo.
Wow. What a guy. Wowzy woo woo. Hey, thanks, Chief. See you then.
There he goes.
Thank you, Timmy.
Nice job.
Headdress and all.
Rotimi.
Thank you, Rotimi.
Rotimi.
Nice job.
Hello, guys.
Reading the script. Thank you for your visit.
Okay.
Quite a pleasure.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was.
Jimmy O'Bibene.
Our thanks to the Nigerian nightmare.
Yeah, and he has to drive a ways to be to do this now. It's not just like going down and getting him out of his office anymore, right?
That's right, Captain. Right, Captain.
He has a long drive.
With my big white teeth and my red skin, Captain.
There I go, Captain. Yes, sirree. I have to go and be in the play.
That was for you, Mike.
Thank you.
And how
Thank
about
you.
Those socks?
I love that. I enjoy that. And my favorite part was playing soccer with the head of Ted Williams.
Let's do this, and then we won't regret ourselves later. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.